Ipinakita ng 2011 census na 83% ng mga taong Katutubo at taga Torres Strait Island ay nagsasalita ng Ingles sa kanilang tahanan. Aabot sa isa sa sampu ay nagsasalita naman ng isang Katutubong lengguwahe. Si Melinda Holden ay isang babaeng wargamay at goreng-goreng na nagtatrabaho sa Queensland Language Center. Sinabi niya na ang pangangalaga at pagpapahalaga ng mga Katutubong lengguwahe ay parang karera laban sa panahon.
Our elders that know some of the language are passing on, and there's not enough time or resources to actually record them, save those languages. So what we're finding we have to do now is start from scratch.
Tumitingin ng Central Queensland Language Center sa isang rehiyon na binubuo ng 40 katutubong lengguwahe, subalit meron silang limitadong kagamitan kaya maaari lamang silang mag-focus sa pagpapanatili ng 11 lengguwahe. Ang kanilang misyon na ay pagpapadala sa ganitong lengguwahe sa isang pamantayan na maaaring ituro sa mga sentro ng karunungan para sa mga bata at mga eskwelahan ng estado.
To describe your country, you really have to have your language, because without your language, you cannot describe your culture or your language or your country. You use your language for everything about your culture. And the sad thing is we use the English language to describe our country at the moment and our culture.
Ayon sa Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, mahigit sa 200 lingwaheng katutubo ang ginagamit bago dumating ang mga taga-Europa sa Australia. Karamihan sa mga natitirang lingwahe ay labis na nanganganib na mawala. Naniniwala si Melinda Holden na ang kolonisasyon ang dahilan ng malaking pagkawala ng mga tradisyonal na lingwahe sa Australia.
When invasion happens, most of our language people weren't allowed to speak their language. It was a no-no. They would get into trouble if they started thinking language. So when you talk to a lot of people my mother's age, and they were never allowed to speak their language. So it was lost.
Sinabi naman ng lingwistang Rosie Sitorus mula sa Western Australia na ang pag-aalis ng mga aboriginal at taga-Torres Strait Islands mula sa kanilang tradisyonal na tirahan noong panahon ng Stolen Generations ay nagkaroon ng malaking epekto sa katutubong lengguwahe.
The movement of people and the intermingling of groups that necessarily changes language. So when you take a language from where it was originally spoken, a small community, and you take that language from the country and the reference points, I suppose, from where it was spoken, and then you put those languages, you know, all in a big group together, there's going to be language change and in some cases language loss as well.
Si Rosie Sitoro sa isang lingwista na nakabase sa Irrawanga Language Center. Inaalagaan at binabalik ng sentro ang 7 lingwahe sa gitnang kanlurang rehiyon ng Western Australia. Sinabi niya na sa ilang kaso, maaaring may isa na lamang na nagsasalita ng katutubong lingwahe na natitira sa komunidad.
If we go back a couple of generations to the Stolen Generation, they weren't actually removed onto missions. So just by the luck of the draw, you find that, you know, there was a family who didn't get affected by the Stolen Generation, and so that family might have people now who are, you know, middle-aged who still speak language all the way through. And they might have an extended family who don't because they were affected by the Stolen Generations.
Sinabi din ni Sitoros na natural lamang sa mga aboriginal at taga Torres Strait Island na magsalita ng maraming dialogo.
It's still the case today. Sure, it was the case in the past, but if you look at contemporary Australia, that it's still the case in lots of places, particularly in WA, in the Kimberley region, you'll find that there are kids who, you know, travel all around the Kimberley, all the different countries there, and they'll speak bits of language from all over. And that's great. We have these incredibly smart, incredibly linguistically agile kids and adults, you know, who can speak all these different languages, and that's a really unrecognized talent.
Samantala, si Melinda Holden ay nagtatrabaho bilang lingwista at tradisyonal na may-ari sa gitnang Queensland upang makatulong na maibalik ang 3 lingwahe mula sa rehiyon ng Yimen, Bayili at Riberlang.
There's only been scattered bits around here and there, so the linguists will help us to identify some of the word lists that may be theirs, and then work with us to enable them to borrow some of the languages from the appropriate neighbours. So that's how hard that is.
Noong 2001, isang dokumentong may titulong State of Indigenous Language in Australia na isinulat ni Patrick McCovell at Nicholas Terberger ang nakatuklas na ang bilang ng mga lengguaheng ginagamit ng mahusay at palagian ng lahat ng grupo ng tao ay bumaba ng 90% buhat noong 1800s. Hinulaan nila na kung magpapatuloy ito, maaaring humarap ang Australia sa pagkawala ng lahat ng kanyang katutubong lengguahe pagsapit ng taong 2050. Sinabi ni Rosie Sitorus na dahil sa kakaunti sa 20 tradisyonal na lengguahe ang nananatiling aktibo, ito ay posible. Itinulad niya ang ehemplo ng 7 katutubong lengguahe sa Irrawaddy Language Centre na sinabi niya ay malapit nang mawala.
Even for languages that there are no more fluent speakers, people have reconnected and reclaimed those languages from old recordings that were done in the 60s and the 70s and are now working to create resources from them. You know, the language might not look like it looked pre-1788, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. Existing in a different way, being reclaimed and regenerated by today's and future generations can still really link that language with the culture and identity of the people.
Si Professor Gillian Wigglesworth naman ay Director ng Research Unit for Indigenous Language sa University of Melbourne. Sinabi niya na ang kaligtasan ng buhay ng mga katutubong lengguahe sa bansa ay nasa kamay ng mga nakakabatang henerasyon.
There's probably between 110 and 120 languages which still have speakers, but they're often older speakers. And there's only probably between 14 and 17 of those indigenous languages that are being learned by children. And the bottom line is if the children aren't learning the language, it's probably not going to survive.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang iyong mga kwento sa Facebook.